and Byron describe their podcast as legendary. But for the legendary Peri Peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's nothing like you've ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.
Swiping away on my Tinder, but there's no one I matched. Now I'm getting so desperate that I might go on maths. There's a singles party, but there's just one hitch. You have to bring someone that you broke up with.
Oh, I'm gonna have to call Brayden.
Thank you, X. An awkward text. Who is next? Chiefy, Fevin, Byron, thank you, X.
That is the twist, and would you believe it, guys? The party's on tomorrow night.
Woo! So excited.
This is going to be huge. It's at the Village Bell Hotel in St Kilda. That is where Melbourne goes to play every weekend.
Yeah, we'll have
Illy performing live. Fev can't keep away from the joint. Fox.com.au is where you register now. Obviously, we've seen this in the past at the awkwardness of someone registering, and they've got to convince their ex to turn up. Otherwise, they're not welcome. That's the twist.
That is the twist.
Got my
little
ex
lemon
coming.
Twister.
I'm going to meet the love of my life there.
Maybe. We have Lindsay from Baldwin. Good morning, Lindsay.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi,
not too bad, mate. You're single?
Yes, mate.
Do you have an ex?
I do.
Oh, perfect. I do. Who's your ex?
Her name is Alex.
Oh, Alex.
Oh, there you go.
Fev has a wife called Alex, yeah. And Byron, yeah. You have a girlfriend called Alex.
Well, it's definitely, unless Lindsay's going to ask Alex Favola to the party. I mean, let's not assume there's lots of Alexes
in
Melbourne.
There's a lot of Alexes. It can't possibly be one of your two.
It's not going to be my girlfriend, Alex.
Mm. How did you break up?
Well, you know, she got pretty Instagram famous when we were dating.
Mm-hmm.
And my photography skills were quite lacking, and, you know, I'm not the most photogenic guy going around.
Oh, you look good.
So, so she offered me for, you know, a bloke with long hair, tattoos, you know, quite the photographer.
Oh,
it's not me. See?
Maybe I improve her profile online, I think.
Ooh, wow.
The gram's pretty serious.
So do you still get along with her?
Yeah, we're good mates.
Oh,
we're
good. Mates.
All right. Well,
what's her last name?
Battaglia.
That's my girlfriend.
What?
Do a stitch up.
your girlfriend?
My girlfriend.
Wow.
Okay, well, this is all extraordinary.
Okay, well, the rules of the game is to go to our Thank You Ex singles party. Lindsay, you've got to ring your ex-girlfriend and we'll dial the number now and you take over.
Sorry about this, mate.
Mate, that's my girl.
Oh.
Okay, you do the talking. I feel like I should.
Wonder where Jesse.
Hello.
Alex, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. What are you up to?
I'm just driving to work.
So I remember last week when you were wingmanning me with that girl and it crashed and burned in spectacular fashion.
Oh,
yeah.
And then you as a joke suggested I enter for a singles party.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure you kind of have got the gist of it now. And will you come to this singles party with me and have a chance at wingman redemption?
Oh, my God. What a stitch-up. Are you serious?
I am.
My suggestion was not made for this reason.
Well, it's happening.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I owe you one.
Oh,
yeah. This is
great.
Everyone Alex,
get involved.
Alex, it's Fifi, Bev and Byron.
Hi, Alex.
This is not very awkward. This is not very awkward at all, Al.
No, this is weird.
Yeah.
Lindsay said you broke up because you got too famous on Insta.
Yeah.
Wow, that's just a bit of jealousy, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, burn.
Oh, why did you break up, Alex?
You know what? It was so long ago, I can't remember.
Wasn't that important?
That's my girl.
Oh, I like it.
That's my girl.
Now,
Alex, he's quite cute. I've just been given a photo of him.
He's not that cute.
Better look him in bar.
He's not that cute.
He's cute. Lindsay, you're cute.
No. I mean, sorry. Yeah, Lindsay, you're pretty good. You're pretty good.
Now, Al, you do have a lot of Instagram followers.
Are
you too famous for Byron on Instagram? Or?
Oh, God. You'll have to ask Byron to answer that one.
So that's a yes.
She's well trained. Hey, just a quick one. Probably this is more for off air. What's all this wingman stuff you're doing with Lindsay? I didn't know much about that.
What's
that?
No, this is very awkward.
You don't need to worry about that, Byron.
Oh, well, hey. I do a little bit. Not the point. She's coming. My girlfriend is going to rock up with this bloke. And she's going to be there. And so do we wingman for him? Because I'd certainly want him out of the picture. So I want to make sure he meets another girl because I don't want any of this.
How old are you, Lindsay?
I'm 28.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah, perfect ballpark.
For what?
For me.
Pardon?
Okay.
I'm single.
All right, thank you.
I was just talking about...
We can have a drink, Evie. Don't worry about
that. Thank you very much, Lindsay.
What are you talking about, Fev?
I just know he's 28.
Yeah, I'll buy you a free drink.
He's 28.
Alex is 25.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit more seasoned.
Sugar daddy.
I'll have a red rose on, Lindsay.
Hold the line.
All right, Alex, Lindsay, we'll see you there. It's going to be awkward.
Remember when Evie hit on my girlfriend's ex-boyfriend?
Mm. Well, he's
remember
cute.
That time we had a massive five-way conversation going on?
Fox.com. There will be no four or five ways happening that night, I can assure you. Fox.com.au.
That went down south.
That's where you register the parties on tomorrow night. This is The Fox.
It really made me spew.
101.9. The Fox.
What a massive concept this is. The Chase, as we love The Chase, they have their own celebrity version. The super nerd from The Chase is here, already being nerdy.
He's up and about.
Just with his physical movements are even nerdy.
Yes.
I'm a little bit flat, Byron, because, he comes in and when he's on The Chase, he's got the bow ties dressed.
Oh,
you're casual.
I know, it's my day off. I'm back in studio tomorrow, though. So it's rare to go.
Tonight, the Celebrity Chase premieres at 7:30 p.m. on 7. We'll be watching a range of celebrities having a crack at the game. Issa Schultz, the super nerd, is here. Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. Sorry for the body part. No, I hear that theme
don't
music.
Ever I apologise for that.
You know, play it in clubs and I'll be there.
Yeah!
Now,
every time you get Issa to a club.
Evie, can you explain his move? Because obviously this is not a visual medium.
No, it's not a visual medium, but what we were watching was Issa with his hands in the air like he just didn't care.
I do not.
And it was beautiful to watch.
Now, mate, you've got a great honour roll. You've won the Australian Quizzing Championship 6 times. You're also a 6-time Paris champion. You appeared on the Rich List. You won $200,000. But, you play the piano, the violin, the trumpet, the trombone, the French horn.
Yes.
What's a French horn? I usually blow the Fev horn a fair bit. That often gets a bit of a run.
It sounds almost as good. It's this big brass instrument with lots of coils, and then it just opens up to a lovely bell, and it's just got a really lovely sound if played correctly, which I like to think I
you do
play correctly.
That's a correct answer, by the way.
Oh good. There
now
we
with
go.
The Chase, I love it. I've been on it with Fifi. We did a blackout challenge, and Fee actually thought that we're playing against each other, and that's not how it worked. So we didn't really get many questions right because she'd just buzz in feet and get the wrong answer because she wanted to beat me.
Right.
But when you play, so just say there's four people left. They start with 4 questions at the at the chase.
Mm.
They're playing for $40,000. If you beat them, do you get an incentive cash-wise?
I can tell you right now, hand on heart. You can see hand on heart. Yeah. No, I don't. It's an honour thing.
Well, that'd be nice.
Well, Mark's pushing for it, the beast. Yeah. He's asked for it since day one.
Yeah.
Which is strange because he's had a few losses lately, so I don't know how that would go.
Feel like, just let these guys win because they seem like really nice people. They need the money.
It's hardest on myself. The others, I think they genuinely don't care. They go home. They go home to their families. Oh, how are you, dear? Oh, I saved the network $78,000. Yeah. You know, it was a good day.
Yeah.
It was a good day. I go home, and I kid you not, I'll lie awake in bed because I think of a poor contestant who said, I've got a relative in Ireland who's not very well, and I'd love to go see her. And I've got to come out and do my shtick. And, basically. Yeah. So it's hard for myself, anyway.
There's a bit to unpack because I love this show. I watch it every night. So when you always sit there and you fidget and you look nervous and you look nerdy, you get to like 4 questions to go and you keep looking at the clock all the time.
I know. The others keep telling me not to. Because
you look at the clock and you're he's going to get this. He knows how long's left. He's going to pretend to get one wrong.
Well, I do all the... This is how messed up this rat's nest of a brain is. But I do all the mental calculations whilst I'm playing because it's normally about 4 or 5 seconds of questions. You do. I'm very glad you don't have my job. So I'll look at the clock, 20 seconds. Oh, Andrew's got 4 to get through. Yes, I can do this. And all of this, but, it's a distraction though. I probably should just be looking at the ground, focusing, but I can't help it.
Job, the Channel 7 will go broke.
Now, of course, Evie Jones is one of these celebrities. Evie, you will be on the Celebrity Chase.
Yes.
As a good list of celebrities. I know the Sunrise team are on playing tonight.
Yes.
But you will be on, Evie. So I guess you can't. There's no spoiler alert. But
the only spoiler. Oh, can I say who I played?
I can't remember if
your
ad. No, I don't think your ad's gone out, so maybe not for the element of surprise.
Who did you play?
Did you enjoy who you played?
I really enjoyed.
Yes.
Did you win?
Fair. We can't say. It's a very good episode.
Now, guys, with the fact that Evie already gets her chance to take you on the Celebrity Chase, we thought it would be only fair that Fev...
No, that's not fair.
No, I think it evens things up. Evie gets to go on the TV. Yeah. Fev gets to do the radio version.
Oh, my rat nest of a brain is looking at
So here we go. We thought we'd go Fev versus the super nerd.
Oh, pressure's
and instead
on.
Of playing the chase, we thought we'd give a bit of a plug to our award-winning 20 past 6 segment, Are You Smarter Than? So Evie's going to ask the questions. It is Fev versus the super nerd.
Is it Wheelhouse?
Yes, here's the good news for you, Fev. This is where you might think it's a stitch-up here, Issa.
Oh, no.
Wheelhouse Wednesday means you have to take Fev on in his wheelhouse. These are going to be all sports questions.
Oh, no. Oh. I thought we were going to do science. That's usually my wheelhouse.
Oh, I like science.
Yeah, me too.
Science.
Fev's really good at science.
Well, should we do your other wheelhouse for science, Fev?
Suddenly we're backing out.
Now, the rules are it's best of three, okay? It is best of three, so good luck. You don't need to buzz in with your name or anything. You just say the answers when it comes to you.
Microphone down,
oh, so. My mic's gone.
Wait a minute.
He's back. You're back.
Right. I'm back.
Oh, yeah. Oh God.
These sly tactics turning my microphone
good off. Luck, good luck.
Here we go. Fev versus the super
nerd. Can we buzz in?
No. You can buzz in if you want.
No, just say the answer.
If you know the answers. Oh, well, these are hard. Like, these are all sport. Okay. I don't know any of these.
I'll try.
Are you good at... Don't say no. You'll try. Oh. You know sport. You know everything. You're the quiz master.
I don't know sport, but let's give it a go. All let's right. go for it.
Which Sydney Swans great had the nickname Plugger?
Tony Lockett. Well, I did the full name.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know who got in there.
Oh,
look.
I said lock it first.
Can we have adjudication,
please?
Leon Shergren, who is also known as the Alpha Bucks Grinch, will play a role here. Who got in first there, Leon?
I really don't want to get involved. I'm going to get the audio as a replay. Oh. So play on and we'll have a listen.
And we'll all listen to
this
it.
This is controversial.
Okay, it is.
My
this
word.
Is so good.
Feb. I'm nervous.
I love that you knew the answer.
Fairbanks is actually famous for his dummy spits. He's destroyed bits of the studio having serious dummy spits during this segment, and I feel like one's brewing.
I got in there first.
He's twice your size.
He does half have his back turned to me at the moment. Oh, he's back now.
it's an interesting decision from these people out there.
Okay. Well, they haven't made it yet.
Right.
Okay,
here we go.
Here's the next question. In 2003, how many people won the Brownlow Medal?
Two.
Three. They were three.
The correct answer is three.
Is it Mark, Hattie Penhouse, Mark Ricciuto or something? Yeah.
Yep. It was Goodsy and Michael Voss.
Nathan Buckley.
Yeah.
So here's what's happening at the moment.
Imagine sharing it. It'd be awful.
The super nerd in Fev's wheelhouse so far, well, it's at least 1-1 pending the replay.
Yeah, I was at that Brownlow. Oh, I was hammered.
Oh my.
That's why I can't remember. It looked like there was two people up there. I was like, whoa.
All right, Evie. Have we come back to the...
I have listened to the audio, and Fev just gets in there.
1-1.
All right, well, you won for one.
Done.
That's good.
Well
so
done.
We go to the third question.
This is the decider.
This is the last question.
This is bragging rights. Trust me. Oh, if Fev beats you, we will never hear the end of this super nerd.
This is actually quite stressful.
Thank you, Issa.
If you beat him, we will never hear the end of it either. Okay, in 1990...
Yes. God.
The league was officially renamed.
Yes.
The Australian Football League.
Yes.
Which team won the first ever AFL
Collingwood.
Grand Final?
Oh, he's done it. Brendan's celebrating. Look at that. Oh, my God. He did ruin the studio.
He's breaking things.
Part of one of these supportive structures has
2019 Fox FM Quiz Champion. There goes the Fev horn.
I'm resigning tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I think I'll bring the studio as well.
What a gracious winner, too.
Yes, it's just
congratulations.
Humble as always.
Bad luck.
There he goes.
Win. R&B tickets?
We will never hear the end of this.
No, you won't.
Ever. That's what you win. The bragging rights.
Because his mate beat me last time. Okay. The big fella.
Did he? The Beast. Right. He was in.
He beat me 2-1.
Oh, no, which means I'm going to hear it from him as well.
Oh, you're going to cover. All right, so that's the celebrity
you
chase.
You did really well, though. I'm so impressed.
Issa Schultz, the super nerd.
Got one question right.
We will be watching you tonight, mate. 7:30 p.m. on 7 for the celebrity
chase. Thank you, and thanks for having me. Lovely to see you all.
Good
pleasure.
Stuff.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
This might be our new favourite part of the show.
It is.
In fact, it just is. Not might be. It's when Fev's dad, Ange, calls us up after the show, normally during our post-show meetings, and then we record him without him knowing.
Ange. Ange.
When will you stop calling Fev?
I mean, he's allowed to call his son. I don't know why we sort of treat that like it's something bad, but he loves to call Fev, and it's usually in the middle of our post-show meeting. You know, about 9:15, he'll get on the phone.
Because he's a bit lonely at the moment. He's off work. He's had a knee replacement. He's highly medicated. Can't understand him at the best of times. Yeah. This could be one of the best calls.
Now, there's a few things to listen out for on this call, which, of course, we were recording without him knowing. Fev lies to his father and says that he's with his daughter, Lenny. Lenny wasn't near the phone at all, so Evie pretends to be Lenny. We'll be listening out for that one. Also, he tries to pronounce a couple of his favourite Melbourne suburbs. He struggles with which suburbs, Fev?
Dingley.
Right.
Devon Meadows.
Okay.
And Harvey Beef, the soup.
Hearty Beef.
Yeah, his favourite soup flavour is Hearty Beef, but he seems to struggle with that as well. Let's enjoy.
Oh, God. Yo.
Yo, sorry, mate. You couldn't get to the phone quick enough.
Oh, because you got a bad night.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm just on the way home in the car with Len.
Hello, Lenny.
Hi.
Yep. I was just telling her, remember all those names you used to get wrong for the... What did you used to call the suburbs?
Sorry?
Those suburbs that we used to play footy against. I was trying to tell her. What were they again?
Dingling.
Yeah. What was the other one?
Devon Meadows or something.
Devon Meadows, that's it. And what was the soup that you used to call?
Oh, Harvey Beef or Harvey.
Are you still on Endone or are you all right?
You're on radio.
No, we're in the car. Are you going to physio today?
No, physio's tomorrow. No, they come to the house.
Oh, they come out?
Yeah.
Why?
We do it all in the house. It's part of the service.
Part of the service?
Okay.
Any happy endings?
Oh, no.
No.
Get well, Angie. Get well, mate. It's your mate Byron and the team here, mate.
Hi, man.
Byron Cook.
Hope you're well, mate.
Oh, getting better.
Maybe get yourself some Harvey Beef soup.
Don't get smart.
Angie.
Oh, you're a crackpot.
Righto, mate.
Okay, buddy. Take it easy.
See you, mate.
Have fun in Dingaling.
Cheers, mate.
Oh, that's the M1 too, yeah.
What?
Angie.
Boy.
Angie. When will you stop calling Fev?
Oh, thank you so much.
I think I need a little bit of a shout out there because that little me being Lenny was brilliant.
101.9 The Fox.
Swiping away on my Tinder, but there's no one I matched. Now I'm getting so desperate that I might go on Mavs. There's a singles party, but there's just one hitch. You have to bring someone that you broke up with.
Oh, I'm gonna have to call Brayden.
Thank you, X.
X.
An awkward text. Who is next? Chiefy, Fevin, Byron, thank you, X.
You know, it's a singles party with a twist. You know, if you're single, you're welcome to come as long as you invite your ex to attend with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll work out really well tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, look, a part of any party that we throw here, of course, guys, on the Fox, is you want your celebrity guests as well. I think that's an important part of any party in Melbourne. Get a few celebs along.
What are we? Chopped liver.
In addition, obviously, to Evie, who will bring a lot of profile to this event.
And a lot of singleness.
You've got Jared Woodgate. Now,
one of our favourite singles.
Look, he'd be best known from Sophie Monk's season of The Bachelorette. Oh. Not our words, but many called him the Stage 5 clinger.
Yep, I squashed fruit with him in here.
That's right.
We've stood on grapes together. We've drank his wine.
Oh, we've got a great relationship with Jared
he's a
Woodgate.
Good friend of the
and can
show.
We ask him how his fern's going? His love fern?
His love fern.
No,
okay,
it's
well,
dead.
He's on the line, guys.
Jared!
Hey, morning.
How are we, Jared? What's happening in the world of Woodgate?
Oh, guys, I've just come back from Bali and this weather is shocking.
I know. And it was hot in Bali, wasn't it?
Look out.
It was fantastic in Bali. It was perfect weather. And getting away and enjoying that and not having to work is even...
Now, Jared, I saw a few photos of you on your Instagram that popped up. I think it was day one. Geez, you were burnt. Sunscreen, bro.
that's the thing. I come back and I'm still the same colour. I was not red. I got burnt once and then I applied all the sunscreen and now I'm tanned.
Now, some other photos I did see in one of the fine print media, Women's Day or New Idea, was you at the pool bar. We all love a pool bar in Bali. We like to have a drink, but you were smooching a young blonde's ear. Yes. You were eating her ear.
I was not smooching her. I was having a conversation with the young girl and we were just so happy to be enjoying that conversation.
Who is it?
Just someone I met over there, just hanging in the pool.
Jared, don't give me that crap. Did you smooch it?
No smooching. Just getting comfortable.
Oh.
No smooching.
Did you have a smooch with anyone else over there?
No, I didn't actually.
Jared.
Come on, mate.
We're all friends here. No one's listening.
We are. Yeah, no one's listening. No, I totally get it. Well, I am still single, so...
Oh, okay, perfect.
You are single.
Now, we're having a Thank You X single party. We've sent out a lot of invitations. Would you like to come?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, let me check my diary.
Yep, you're free.
It looks like I'm free.
Oh, yeah, and you've got your Bali tan on, so you're going to look
great. He doesn't really tan.
Now, Jared, there is one little...
I have tan, slightly.
He's brown. Browner than you, Byron.
Clearly he gets my same spray tan.
I just thought I'd let you know, Jared, that it is a singles party. So we sent out a lot of invitations to friends of the show. And one of your exes, Kira, is also coming. Is that going to be cool?
I mean, it'll be the first time I've spoken to or seen her since the breakup, so that could be exciting.
When did you break up?
4 months ago.
4 months.
Gee, okay.
On that. I actually spoke to Kira down Church Street the other day. Why aren't you talking to her? What have you done?
What's she doing in Brighton?
I don't know. She was with a friend having lunch and I was at the bank with the kids putting their money in the Dolomite account.
I don't know why she's hanging out in Brighton in Church Street. She doesn't live anywhere near it. So, anyway.
Yeah, what's she doing there? Why is she there?
Are you not talking to her?
Well, I've just been focusing on myself.
Has she tried to talk to you?
Oh, not in the last 2.5 months.
Okay, so in the 2 months before that, though, did she try to talk to you and you just gave her 40 cents?
It's not very awkward at all.
Nah, this is going to be great.
We should go down to Jared's winery, smash some of that wine, and
Tom's
then we might get him...
talking.
Oh, then he'll tell us everything.
Yeah. What do you think, Jared?
Potentially.
All right, now we will see you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow night, brother.
He is a very good sport. Jared Woodgate will be at the party tomorrow night. Village Bell Hotel St Kilda, fox.com to register. You need to bring your ex, though. That's the only catch. See you tomorrow night, mate.
I'm looking forward to catching up with you guys. So thank you.
Legend. Good on you, Jared.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Bye, mate.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, 101.9
The Fox.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, there are heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
There's so many stories in the archive that occasionally we just have to say, hey, come on, just come on. Give us one.
Yeah.
Give us a good one.
Love this segment, guys. Just a trip down memory lane. No, guys, we spoke yesterday about teachers, and I got a lot of messages on Instagram about... our teachers can also crumble under the pressure of tests, taking tests. Not everyone's brilliant at tests. They might be really smart academically, but when you come to a test, you get nervous and you don't pass it.
Oh, that's right. It was a talking point because of some teachers just at the final hurdle
failing their tests.
Were failing and then the government would say,
they
no,
pass.
Thank you.
Yeah, and there's a lot of teachers that wrote messages. I had heaps of them saying, oh, we know how, but when you get under that pressure. And I studied a couple of years ago in 2012, doing a job, and I thought, oh, I'll be a real estate agent. That sounds easy.
Oh.
So I went to night school, and which is down St Kilda Road. I went to night school and sat in, and I was pretty good. I was actually not too bad. I was horrible at school. I hated tests. I used to copy friends' tests all the time from the year before. Just what you do, you just hand it in, and I get marks because I put all my eggs in one basket, Evie. I was all about footy.
Yeah.
So I didn't really care. I didn't really care much about school because I was really bad at it. But anyway, I did this real estate course and I really loved it. It was good. I knew what was going on and we had to do a test. And I was at a poker night one night with Warnie at his house and his brother, he's a real estate agent, really, really nice guy. And he said, mate, I did that test a couple of years ago here. It's the same test, been the same test for about 20 years. here, take the test. And I said, oh, perfect. I won't have to bloody worry about doing it myself. I'll just change your name. Because I thought I'd pass anyway. And I thought, I know it all. I'll just take away his name, put my name, bang.
Probably wouldn't mention Warnie's brother by name.
Yeah. I didn't mention him by name.
What's his name?
I could be talking about Phil Warne.
Any
What's his
Warne?
Name? Trevor.
Okay.
No, but who's Warnie? You don't know who Warnie is.
Who knows? No, so the point is, he's giving you the test.
Anyway, he gave me the test and I handed it in. And then the teacher came up after we did the test and she said, oh, Brendan, how do you think you're going on the test? I said, oh, I don't know. Probably pretty well. I knew what I was talking about. I've sat in all the classes.
Trevor's
and she
smart.
Said, oh, they changed the test about 4 years ago. This is someone else's test. You got a zero.
Oh, that's awkward.
I failed the test. Revolution.
Oh, there are heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
And then right then and there, I thought, I need to do something. I'm not very academic.
So what lesson?
I went to Yarrawonga, played golf and drank beer and played footy.
which is actually, right, ironically, opens up a number of other stories for a future episode.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now on Monday, guys, we had the beautiful Kitty Flanagan in. We love having her Kitty. In on a Monday. And she was explaining to us on air that she has a couple of dogs and a cat. But then she said that she told us her landlord only thinks she has one dog. And her neighbours are like, oh, you got a couple of dogs and a cat. Yeah, and she said, oh, that's the other dog's for my partner, but he's not here.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you'll hear when he comes home because the dog will get really excited. But she hasn't got a partner, so she's been lying to her landlord. And then Evie, you often, every morning now, because your dogs are at home by themselves and you love your dogs, and you built up an in-house camera that you can see on your phone, and you often talk to your dogs, a bit like this.
Yeah, well, you're meant to be concentrating on the show. Yeah. You've got your live feed into your lounge room.
What?
This is what she does.
Sis! Oh, Murphy! Sissy! Look at them.
Okay. Well, we can't see.
No, oh, everyone's
radio.
Barking.
Oh,
no. Stop Beverly from barking.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's made it worse.
I've got a question, though. Is your landlord aware that you've got three dogs there?
No.
Right.
No.
So, great question, Kitty. Great question.
Kitty just asked that question like, so judgmentally. Kitty, your landlord doesn't know you have three animals either.
So how many dogs does you think your landlord, how many dogs does he think you have?
Just the one.
Just one. And how many do you have?
Eight.
So there we go. 13, 10, 60, Byron.
Yeah, look, this is an interesting area. And look, we can change names. We can use the voice disguiser. But what are you lying about to your landlord right now? Admit it. Maybe get it off your chest. Give us a call. And then you might have put a giant hole in the wall and then covered it with a painting. That's always a fun one.
Yes, that's a big one.
13, 10, 60.
Done that before, Byron.
What are you lying about? I just want
to
buy a
home.
Didn't
you fall through a wall
somewhere? You know what? I'm ready to own a home. I've been a tenant for far too long.
Well, if there's any home loan companies out there,
okay,
you can be a sponsor of the show and Byron will take a free one.
Give you a few mentions.
And we'll pump it up.
13, 10, 60. What are you lying about to your landlord? We'd love to hear from you. The number 13, 10, 60.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Navy Jones is a tenant. She's new to Melbourne. And look, there are rules around being a tenant.
There is.
What are the rules that pertain to pets with your landlord?
Well, apparently, I didn't know, but you're totally fine to have a pet in Victoria now since something like last year.
Right.
So I didn't even need to say I have a dog.
One, but one.
But I said I did have one. I have more than one.
So
apparently, I'm completely fine.
So you lied to your landlord, plain and simple. So
Turns out my landlord lives right next door.
Oh, that's not ideal.
That's awkward.
Gertrude from St Kilda, what have you lied to your landlord about?
I broke the tap off the basin in the laundry and then put some liquid nails on there and held it back on there, and I still have not been talked for it.
Nail, good on you. I love a super glue myself.
I was moving out, and it happened probably about a month before I was moving out. Yeah. I put the washing on top of the tap, and it just snapped straight off, and, I was like, oh, my God.
Did you get your bond back?
Yeah, got me bond back.
Yes! They're not getting their money back now.
Well done,
No,
Gertrude.
That's exactly it. I drive past the house all the time, and I just feel sick every time.
Chantel from Cranbourne, good morning. What have you lied to your landlord about?
We actually have an alpaca.
What? What? Where? Can I come and visit?
In the backyard.
In Cranbourne?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's surely against various.
What's its name?
Consuela.
Consuela. Of course it is. Can we bring an alpaca into the studio, guys?
No, absolutely no, not. Can't. Leon, what? Can you confirm Why? That we're not bringing Leon. An alpaca in?
I think there's some health and safety issues with that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, remember we let
Byron come in.
Okay, well,
do you remember the guy, he might have been down like Narre Warren way, he had the pig as a pet?
Yeah. That's right.
And the council said you can't have it, and
he's
walking into court with his pig.
There's a guy in Sydney that did it's the massive. Exact same thing with a goat.
Yeah.
And you know what? There was a loophole that said you are allowed to have your goat anywhere from like 1888, something like that.
Oh,
like
wow.
There was this yeah. court junction.
Even well, we in Melbourne, there yeah. was a bloke that used to, because I used to live in the CBD, and you'd see a bloke walking yeah. a goat through the CBD.
Well, maybe well there's it was
a,
here.
There's a goat that comes in here every morning. Anyway.
He used to play for Carlton, full forward.
I don't understand.
He won two Colemans.
Greatest of all time. Okay. Says, what have you lied to your landlord about?
Well, actually, it was my mother-in-law. She actually drove through the garage and went through the brick wall into the lounge room what? And had to quickly repair it within a couple of weeks before she had an inspection.
Oh. And got and away with it?
Yeah, well, she's moving out in a couple of weeks and everything's sort of been signed off and
oh
everything,
my God.
So she'll get her bonds back and fix the car. Fix the
car went through a wall.
Wow.
A double brick wall. Double. Yeah, just bang into the games room and had to fix everything. The carpet, the brick wall, plaster, repaint, everything.
Is she a brickie?
No.
That would have been handy, wouldn't it?
Well, I think she should be now.
I mean, that's almost such serious structural damage. You'd think insurance might. I mean, that's a
yeah.
That's a criminal offence.
Anyway, yeah.
Hey, one more did sleep, Byron.
Oh, until our thank you, ex-singles party. Good self,
so
Ev.
Exciting.
We spoke to Jared Woodgate today from The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise. Jared Woodgate, obviously he fell for Sophie Monk there for a while, then was with Kira for a long time. That we feel like they belong together. But they're both going to be in the room tomorrow night at the Village
well,
Bell.
Tomorrow, for a little bit of a tease before we go today, do you want me to? Do you want to call Kira tomorrow? I've got her number.
Yeah, it could be real tomorrow.
Okay, but I don't think she'd be comfortable. But we could.
Oh,
I mean,
mate, it's not up to
never
her.
Comfortable.
Okay, anyway, tomorrow night, Jared Woodgate will be in the same room as Kira. So much other things going on with that party tomorrow night. Illy in the house performing live. It's a big one. Fox.com.au. If you want to join us for that right now.
Bev and Byron describe their podcast as legendary. But for the legendary Peri Peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's nothing like you've ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.